My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Chris right now is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How are you, Chris?
Good, guys. Sorry about that. I got on the road and totally forgot. My apologies.
It's all right. It's easy to wander off. You have so many streets out there.
Life goes on, man.
Are you on the 10s or the 2s or the 5s or the what? What's the trendy name for the street you're on?
Well, whatever freeway it is, it has the in front of it.
Oh, it's
so it's
yes.
not just 271 or 480 or 90. It's the whatever it is.
Yeah.
The 134, the 101, the 10. So
it's too
much
California.
More hoity-toity.
It's way too California.
Yeah.
It's what defines you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you start saying...
Not many, but
no,
it's what defines the area.
All right, well, let's not talk about the 271s or the I-90s. The 90s.
God,
right,
are we
now,
doing the Californians from SNL? I can't handle this. We're not doing it. We can't have this.
Sepulveda.
We can't have this.
There you go. You got it all.
All right, I feel good. Chris, we don't have 4 quarterbacks. What are we going to do? I thought we had to change quarterbacks every quarter. But now we seem to be settled in. Your thoughts on the week that was for the Browns roster?
Yeah, I mean, none of it surprised me when everybody was texting me, like, what's going on with 4 quarterbacks? I was like, guys, they're probably just trying to buy themselves a little more time to move one of them and had a deal with Deontay Foreman in place where they knew they were going to bring him back. Like, those are the sort of things that you can do with vested veterans because you don't have to expose them to waivers. So that was just a way to see if they could work out something for Tyler Huntley, and unfortunately it did not work out. So that's okay. I'm good with the situation they're in. I thought that Dorian Thompson-Robinson played very well in the preseason. Continues to grow, as Nathan Zagura pointed out in broadcast, that it's probably a move even for the next 2 years, more so than this year, because it would allow you to save some money for a backup quarterback as long as DTR continues to grow. So that's kind of the important part of that equation, I think.
So, Chris, this rumor that has been floating about that DTR may be the number 2, do you believe in that idea that he'd be the backup quarterback, or is it, man, you brought in Jameis Winston, he's played in this league, he's seen some level of success, that dude's your backup quarterback, and this is all just air?
Yeah, I would be surprised if they went any order other than Watson, Winston, DTR. I suppose it is possible. You know, we only get to see a certain number. We get to see 3 games, 2 in Winston's case, 3 drives, I think, total. And then, you know, we're not really privy to what's happening in practice. Like, you can sit there and say, oh, yeah, a guy looked good in practice. We don't know when certain guys are making mistakes and not. So that's all up to the coaching staff and the administration and everything else. But I would be surprised if it went a different direction. And if it does, well, hopefully we won't have to find out what it means.
Chris, you know, the big story this morning is Brandon Ayuk going back to San Francisco. Your thoughts on that? And then I thought the Browns kind of come out of this looking okay. They offered more money than San Francisco gave him, and he just ended up saying a lot of this is a big nothing that he ended up staying there. I don't know, that, at least that's the way I perceived it. How did you perceive it?
Yeah, I mean, I was up in San Francisco and covered the Niners practice when he was kind of smack dab in the middle of this thing.
Yeah.
Where it had just come out that, well, like the brand, there had been a report in Northern California by Matt Maiocco, who covers the Niners, and said, well, the Browns had offered Amari Cooper and all this. Now, we don't ever know if that's accurate or not accurate or what have you. But as far as Ayuk, I'm happy for Niners fans that it ended up this way, because if they were going to trade him, they should have traded him pre-draft so they could at least have gotten something to help them out in, you know, in their window here. How much longer is Trent Williams going to play? I mean, heck, that guy's not even in, he's not even with the team right now. So, it's going to be fine. There won't be any hurt feelings between the team and Ayuk. They'll be all good. I expect the Niners to be an excellent team. And as far as the Browns, it made sense. Like, if they were going to try and get younger and pay a wide receiver elite money, like, that's the guy you would probably want, is a really, really good route runner, great blocker, guy who stays on the field, the whole bit. So it all made sense. And whether Amari Cooper wants to believe he was part of the trade, which I don't, but whether or not he wants to believe he was part of the trade rumors, is entirely up to him, and I don't think anything affects that guy on the field.
Chris Rose joining us on the Nathomsa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Krista, I'm going to go baseball on you real quick. What are your thoughts on the guards, and especially the late, like, that Kansas City series was ugly until that last game when they all of a sudden came alive in the seventh inning. Do you think that's something that they can build on and maybe get the bats going in September, or are you a little bit worried about the ship taking on water?
Yeah, I am worried. I was worried when we were winning 65% of our games and not half of them like the last several months. It is a team that was able to do some really special things in the beginning part of the year. And you had some guys that were playing over their head. I mean, if you really look at the team, and I broke it down the other day in my family chat, I was like, we have two elite, elite baseball players in Jose and Emmanuel Clase. And then there's probably a half dozen that range in the average to good category with some possibilities moving up or down, I think, because so many of our guys are still very young. And most of our guys are not high-end baseball players. I mean, they just, at this point in their career, whether it's because they don't have enough dirt in their spikes or because when they have had a chance, they just haven't, you know, taken it and run with it yet. So I said earlier this week on the podcast I do every day, Baseball Today, I said I think all three teams will lead the division at some point over the last month, because I think that's how close it is. And now Kansas City was dealt a huge blow when Vinny Pasquantino broke his thumb last night. He's done for the regular season. He has been a huge left-handed stick right in between Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez, and he gave it to us a bunch this season. And so that's going to be – we'll see how the Royals are able to leap past that hurdle.
Chris, did you just kind of tip us off on a new John Boy entity, the Rose Family Podcast? Is that coming, or –
No, that's not a Rose Family Podcast. I would never do that because I would lose my mind.
I would listen to it. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Having talked to your brother enough, yeah. I would listen to it.
Yeah. Well,
just put that right next to it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to mute your family occasionally if they don't make complete sense, but that's all right. Yeah,
I'd be good at that too. I enjoy doing that. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be a great game show. Mute your family. I'm coming up with all kinds of ideas for you. You're in L.A., man. You can make this stuff happen. You're on the 10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, we are. Yeah, it is kind of the ideas capital of the world. And don't worry, if somebody doesn't like it to your face, they'll turn around and steal it.
And stab you in the back while they're there, too. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly could go that way, Chris. So The other part of this is hopefully they could get Alex Cobb back to get a little bit more out of that starting rotation. Are you starting to look at the starting rotation and thinking maybe after burning out that bullpen for so long, you're seeing some bullpen burnout? Is that what's maybe causing some of this too for the guards?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happened the entire year. When the Brewers were the only contending team that had thrown fewer starter innings than the Guardians, I think through maybe mid-July. I haven't checked it as of recently, but that's exactly what causes it. I mean, go look at when bullpen guys can't lift their arms. It's late July and it's August, and here we are in September, and they try and just get through on adrenaline, and hopefully that can happen. But we have seen, you know, Hunter Gaddis gave up home runs in consecutive days. Aaron, who's been very good, has gotten knocked around a little bit. I mean, Class A is really the only one who's immune to it. Cade Smith, too, I suppose, has been out, you know, incredible. But yeah, I mean, we're going to hang on for dear life. Can we do it? Absolutely. Can things turn quickly in the sport? 100%. I mean, it goes quickly. I know baseball takes forever to complete, but it goes from one way to the other just like that. And, I'm hopeful we hang on. I really want to see us win a division. I really want to see us get a bye so we can have a five-game, you know, divisional round series instead of be on the road for a wild card series. And I'm rooting hard. I'm rooting hard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Chris, before we go, I wanted to give you a chance. Obviously, the announcement yesterday that Jim Donovan's going to step away from the microphone. And I thought you've been so eloquent, especially with the opportunity to have to fill in on some of these games for Jim. And just your thoughts on, you know, Jim going to fight the battle. And I really wanted to give you the open mic there for a second.
Well, that's the story. That is the story in Cleveland sports and the Cleveland community. I believe I told you this last year when we first discussed it, and that is that most people think Jim Donovan is from Cleveland, Ohio, and that is the biggest compliment that I can pay him. That in nearly four decades of outstanding work at Channel 3 and then the last 2.5 decades in the Browns radio booth, he has immersed himself into this town where he's one of us. And he does it in a style where he's not going to be he wants to see the teams do well, but he is not going to be an open cheerleader. He tells the truth. The fans appreciate that, and it makes everything else so real, so that when he is thrilled and when he's calling the Browns on a Thursday night game, you know, against the Jets making the playoffs, that is authentic, and that is who he is, and that is what our city is about. I don't care what you believe religiously, but if you do pray for him. We need to. And all I can tell you is that, you know, I haven't worked in that town other than the last few years as the play-by-play guy for News 5 during the preseason, and then last year filling in for Jim on the radio. But Jim always would text me and say, you're doing a great job, and he would thank me. And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me? Like, you are a legend in this. I mean, you are top of the field across the nation. And we have had the good fortune of having Jim Donovan, Tom Hamilton, Joe Tate back in the Cavs days. Like, we have been very fortunate as sports fans to be able to hear these voices. And Jim has meant as much to this city as anybody who has ever crossed paths with it that was not born with a 216 area code in front of them.
Chris, well said. Have a good and safe holiday weekend, my friend. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. You guys as well. I appreciate it.
All right, we will talk to you soon. He is Chris Rose. He joins us every Friday, and he is truly the man. You can catch him on NFL Network, and obviously you've heard him on the Browns Radio Network before, and BattleBots, and man, he's a superstar from Cleveland, and I do appreciate him. And of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.